From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. The 2015 legislative session is less than a month old. Legislators are still figuring out what bills will be important this session and how to get those bills passed. As KBIA's Jason Hoffman reports, that task can be even more daunting for first-time lawmakers, like Representative Kip Kendrick of Columbia.
Kip Kendrick was elected to represent Missouri's 45th district in Boone County this past November. He says for his first few weeks on the job, it's been mostly about learning the ropes.
Keep my head above water and learning the processes. There's not a whole lot of institutional knowledge in Jefferson City anymore, too. So it's really just going around asking a lot of questions, trying to soak in as much knowledge as I can.
Kendrick replaced Representative Chris Kelly, who had served six terms in the Missouri House of Representatives.
I hear every day how big of a shoes I will have to fill, and I've heard this for well over a year now, and I know it. Representative Kelly had a tremendous amount of experience and a tremendous amount of respect in the building. So I'm going to go about it, try to fill my own shoes and create my own path in Jefferson City.
Despite being a rookie representative, Kendrick has already filed legislation. He hopes to expand the facilities that offer telehealth, which he says is important for a state with large rural areas.
Currently, telehealth programs are just somewhat limited to medical facilities, and this would allow schools, if they choose, to offer telehealth services in schools. So that's something that I've filed been in the process of learning how I'm going to be able to push it forward.
For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is seeking a $50 million increase in basic aid to public schools. The details of Nixon's school funding proposal were sent today in an email to education groups in advance of this evening's State of the State address. The Associated Press obtained a copy from one of those organizations. Missouri schools are getting nearly $3.2 billion in basic aid this year. They would need an additional $482 million next year to be fully funded under state law. Nixon is proposing that the $50 million increase could be boosted by an additional $79 million if legislators pass several measures to generate revenues, including expanding Medicaid. But those proposals have failed in past years. Missouri's unemployment rate has fallen again and is now at its lowest point in almost 7 years. The State Department of Economic Development released data yesterday showing the seasonally adjusted jobless rate dropped to 5.4% in December, its lowest rate since April 2008. Unemployment has continued to decrease slightly in recent months, dropping 0.3% between October and November. Seasonally adjusted non-farm employment grew by 1,700 jobs in December, bringing the number of new jobs for 2014 to over 44,000. That's the largest annual growth from December to December since 1997. A Missouri Senate committee has voted to confirm the state's new public safety director, despite concerns about a racial discrimination lawsuit against him. Yesterday, the committee voted 10-1 to confirm the appointment of former St. Louis Police Chief Daniel Isom II. The full Senate still must confirm his position. Isom would be one of the state's highest-ranking black officials. He was appointed by Governor Jay Nixon shortly after a white police officer fatally shot 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson. Isom was appointed amid criticism about lack of diversity in State Department leaders. The committee delayed his confirmation last week because of concerns that a federal jury in 2013 awarded a white police sergeant more than $400,000 over his claim that Isom wrongfully promoted a black woman instead of him. Isom appealed the decision. Republican Senator David Sater from Southwest Missouri introduced a bill that would shorten the lifetime limit of food stamp assistance from 5 years to 2. Sater says the bill is to encourage those on food stamps to find a job sooner.
Unfortunately, our program in Missouri is downright failing.
Colleen Cobble, director of the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, says she is against the bill and that the change would hurt women who are trying to get out of violent relationships.
It's your way out for a whole lot of people living in violence when there's no other way.
Sater says the bill will be ready to vote on next week. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.